Next up, Julie Blackburn from Respec.
Okay, so yesterday I spoke at a rally for the first time ever in my entire life, and I was the last speaker. I'm close to the last speaker, so I feel like I should be saying, you know, like, what do we want? Groundwater, what do we want? You know, that kind of a thing, but I'll spare you that. So I have a really long demonstration, and since I can't do it, what I have is some little informational pieces here. And so if you are interested in what we're doing here in Minnesota, and you want a demo, you want a little bit more information, please come and grab this. It's got my contact information. I would love to show this to you. So what we're doing, I'm from Respec. We are a contractor. We're working with the Benton County SWCD and now with a whole group of SWCDs around the Straight River area, Otter Tail, et cetera. In Benton County, this was a LCCMR project, ENR. TF-funded project to try to restore base flow in Little Rock Creek. As you know, Little Rock has a, that area has a groundwater issue, and it's got a stream issue, and it's got a nitrogen issues. There's a whole lot of stuff going on there. I think somebody said it was the, you know, a bit of the ground zero of groundwater in the state. So what we decided to do is try to figure out how do we get better decisions made in voluntary conservation about how irrigation is managed in that area. And so this project actually had two components. The first component is an irrigation management assistant. That's what I'm gonna show you here in a second. We call it the IMA. And that's really looking at helping farmers make better decisions about when to irrigate and have it be on a demand system rather than just on a schedule or a field test or whatever it might be, actually using some real data for that. The second piece in Benton County was actually a decision support system. I'm not going to go into that now, but we have, we're getting live information from regarding stream flow, stream level, groundwater level, et cetera. Well, the groundwater level isn't live, but we do upload it once a month at least. So we're really looking at stream flow, and when the stream flow, they're up on this screen here, you'll see right now, we can look at what the status is of Little Rock Creek, if it'll work. And I've got some stream flow information, and I've also got some temperature information. And so we have some acute and chronic situations there that we could look at. So the red and the lighter red and the darker red are acute and chronic conditions. And whenever acute and chronic conditions are hit in that particular stream, when that irrigator goes into this online tool, they'll see, oh my gosh, the stream is in a condition where maybe I need to put in some conservation irrigation. And they'll have some different kinds of tips that come up that help them learn what they should do. So when it's in a acute or chronic situation, the different kinds of cues will come up about what they should do in that particular situation, and they will get different recommendations. That's the only place that that's in kind of working order, although maybe not as great as we want it to be. So the thing I really wanted to show you today, though, is this irrigation management assistant. So what it is it's basically a very simple tool for any producer, irrigator in the area that they can go in and set up as many different kinds of plantings as they want. They put in their, it's a very simple system here. You can put in your field when you, I'll just say that I'm gonna create a new field and I don't even know if I can't, well, first off, I didn't bring my glasses up here and I can't see and it's too far away. So all these challenges. I'll just go over here and you can go into a add new planting. You can draw a new field and there's just some very simple kind of tools in here where you draw a new field and then you can put in your field name, description, your delivery ratio for your equipment, so your irrigation equipment, set your initial soil moisture, put in your crop type, and we have five different crops that are currently in there, including alfalfa. And you just simply click create a new field. What this does is it goes out and gets Surgo. It gets it taps into the weather stations that are all the way around from the Ag Weather Network. So you're getting weather information on evapotranspiration. You're using local local precipitation, and it's doing calculations for each particular crop, for each particular planting. And then throughout the entire season, what's going to happen is they're going to, every producer is going to be able to see their field water balance. And so these areas down here that there looks like there's a purple area, this is where you're starting to get a very low field water balance and your crop needs additional water. And so it's going to give that producer, wherever they are, if they're on their smartphone, their tablet, or whatever, a status warning up here that says, we recommend you irrigate. And it's actually looking 3 days into the future, predicting what that soil moisture is going to be at that point, because most of the time a center pivot is going to take about 3 days to get around. So this is now in, we expanded it to Wadena, Ottertail, Becker, Hubbard, and Tad County. And we're hoping that in next year, if the legislation passes, which there is no Senate companion bill at this time, if anybody knows more about that, that'd be great. But we're hoping next year it would be in Douglas, Pope, Stearns, Meeker, Wright, Morrison, Sherburne, Dakota, and Washington County. It would be going through the Minnesota University of Minnesota Water Resources Center and conducted through SWCDs and extension staff. So hope to see you. Come and get some information. I'd love to demo it for you. Thanks.